evening, ladies and gents. Welcome to the FNF podcast. Please send money.
Hey, Travis, how long should we make this episode?
I'm thinking 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Why so short?
What do you mean, why so short? I gotta go to fucking work.
20 minutes. That's my future. Fucking 20 minutes and bounce, just like my dad did.
No, your dad didn't even last 20 minutes.
No.
It was more like 14? He saw you and then he saw like the afterbirth and he was like, fuck this, I'm out. I'm out. Me and my Jewish self are out. Speaking of Jewish, what the fuck? Tell me about Crash and Bernstein.
Yeah, Crash and Bernstein's a hell of a fucking funny show.
I don't like to watch shows about Jewish people, is the thing though.
Proceeds to love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Listen.
The biggest Jew out there.
Listen, if you're Jewish, I'm just joking. It's a fucking joke.
Adam Sandler's just...
He's like,
had enough of this fucking shit. I'm doing serious movies now.
He pulls out the song, Hello Hanukkah.
It means I'm not happy with you anymore. I'm seeing our neighbor Richard.
Bob?
No, Richard.
Oh, Dick.
I only see Bob on Wednesdays.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't like you, Stan. It's simple as that. Alright, speaking of the Jews, on a completely unrelated topic, they redesigned Sanic.
what a twist. What a segue.
I am Night Shyamalan, Shyamalama Ding Dong Yes.
It's M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan. Shyamalan De Niro.
Chakir.
Chakir.
M. Night Chakir.
The Joker, baby. The demons are back.
Sonic.
See, that's what Sonic sounded like before.
We're ordained ministers now. We can banish them to where they belong.
To hell. Yep. Well, the funny thing is, that's what Sonic sounded like before.
Oh, yeah,
when he had his, like...
Sonic looked like
humanoid face.
Oh, yeah. His weird hands.
But the new Sonic actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to go see it. Oh, yeah. It's got my boy Jim Carrey in it. Being Jim Carrey.
James Marsden. Boy, nothing's looked up for that boy since he got killed off in X-Men 3.
Oof. What about... No, he was in Enchanted.
Okay, I'll give him that.
He was in Enchanted, and he was in... what else was he in? That was it. I always confuse him and Chris Pine for some reason.
I always confuse him and... you know who looks a hell of a lot like him? Is it Tom Welling?
Tom Welling?
From... I think that's his name.
From who? From where?
Smallville? Like Superman?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that guy's older. Like, at least 12 years.
Oh, still look like.
Well, if you want a nice, wholesome family for the kids... a nice, wholesome family for the kids.
Yep.
That's what they want for Christmas.
Family.
Thanksgiving's coming up, and you should just give everyone you want a family.
Black Friday's here. You can get them on the black market pretty cheap. That's what I've heard anyways. I don't know this for a fact.
25% off, I heard.
Yep. They take the arms, though. You don't get the arms.
That's why it's 25% off. Yep. You have five limbs. You're like Exodia. You have five cards. You take one out. That's 25%.
They give you what matters.
I like how that's 20%, but for the sake of the argument, it's 25%.
The black market counts it as 25%.
Yeah. They take off.
But this kid doesn't have any legs. It's like, yeah, it's 25% off.
You only get 75% of the work you would do otherwise.
It's called a convenience fee.
A convenience fee. All right.
So, speaking of the convenience fee, did I ever tell you my idea for a restaurant?
No.
Okay. So, picture this.
Yeah.
It's an entirely basic restaurant. We don't serve anything special, nothing like that. It's run-of-the-mill, just basic-ass food shit. But here's the kicker. Mm-hmm. You are charged by how late you come in close to closing. So the earlier you come in the day, the cheaper your food is. But if you come in like 15 minutes before closing, ooh, that's a $45 panini you just ate.
I thought you were going to say $45 penalty fee.
No.
$45 panini.
So like the closer you come in.
I mean, that already exists because you know how like restaurants have like, if you come in before 3, it's a little cheaper, different menu, but it's cheaper. And they come after 3,
that's
and it's more expensive.
I'm talking like, if you're being that asshole walking in like 5 minutes before closing, you're like, all right, time for my $15 meal. So, nah, that's $85.
$85. 70% of it's just gratuity for you and the staff.
Yeah, yeah, that's
not
bad. Pretty much.
That's not bad. It's just a good, really good
tip. We'll stay open, but we're gonna make it worth our wait. All right. So
no, and then you even add like the, you know how all the electronic places you go to now, it's like, what do you want to tip? 2, 4, 8, 12, 15, 16, 20%.
You don't even have a choice. You get slapped with that ticket, and you can't see.
You have to choose one.
Because
we went to that one crepe place. Remember, what's that crepe?
Tea Crepes.
Tea Crepes. Went to Tea Crepes. Yep. I was like, what do you want to tip? 8, 12, 16, or 40? I'm like, take the 8. I'll take the 8. Jesus.
All you got to do is put up like a little paper sign in the window as they're walking in that they don't really notice. And if they're like, if they bitch about it, it's like, no,
it's a on sign the door.
Walking in. That's all. That's
you do
all,
it after they walk in?
That's all you need, dude.
It's like Mr. Krabs.
That, if they're not paying attention, that's all you would need.
No, it's just, like it's just like, and if they don't want it, then they can leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple as that. Well, it's like the episode, you know, of SpongeBob where Mr. Krabs got like sued by Plankton. Because he was wet, but he's like...
Oh, the wet floor, yeah.
He did not have the wet floor sign up. If he had had the wet floor sign up, he'd have been fine.
Yep.
And then people can fake it and stuff.
Yep.
So, I you know what? That's not a bad idea. I just... It would have to be done very well.
Yeah. Well, if you managed to work it out, you'd have like the... You'd have your busy hour. And then towards closing, you'd have like no trouble at all.
Yeah. Because no one would come.
Yeah.
Unless you were rich and you're like, I could afford $45 for me. $45 for a panini, that's chump change. Speaking of chump change, we got I got Disney Plus.
$6.99.
Well, it's $6.99, but I got because I signed up earlier, like for the email.
He got to watch Double Teamed.
That's right. That's a good
on
movie.
Early access.
And, no, they sent me a deal, and I got 3 years for $160, I think.
Nice.
Which is not bad, because you know. You can either get $6.99 or $60 per year, and 60 times 3 is 180, so I got like a $20 discount. Not bad.
That's how Disney gets it.
Yeah.
It's like that Apple Plus.
Apple TV Plus?
No, the, what's
News
the
Plus?
Apple Care. That's
what Apple Care. Okay. Apple Care is a waste of time and money and space.
When I was looking at that iPad.
Whoever created that, though, you're a genius. You are a genius.
Yeah.
Are you going to get that iPad?
Thank you, bad. I might. If it's a payment plan, I'm going to see how much I'm getting tip-wise in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, you start a new job, huh?
I'm hearing some of the, on, like, the busier nights, which I will be working, you can make, like, $300-$400 a night just in tips. And if I do that...
You got to wear your Captain America pants.
Oh, yeah, I got them. Oh, that's the reason I bought those pants. That's the money maker.
The money maker. That's America's hey.
Because I'm kind of hungry.
Don't tell them that. We already know we're starving for money.
Speaking of which, you ever eaten soap? You ever been so hungry and broke you eat soap?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of soap? What's your favorite kind of soap?
Well, I gotta say, I've tried a lot of soaps, but Dove soap is better than their chocolate.
Are we talking Dove or Dove Essentials?
Dove. Dove Essentials tastes a little more cheap.
We got
cheap.
Dove, we got Dove Men's. Dove Essentials.
Okay, here's the thing.
I guess Dove Essentials.
The Dove Men's doesn't smell as good as the women's.
Yeah.
Which is a crime and a travesty. But I'm saying, like, I tried both of them. One just has, like, a little more, it has more taste to it. Like, one's just more stale. Like, the men's is more stale, and then you get, like, the regular Dove. It just has, like, a nice little aftertaste after it. You know? It's like a nice warm breeze after a cool men's shower.
It goes great with red wine.
Red wine?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had red wine.
Well, I'm talking about homemade red wine. You ever been so broke you had to make wine at home?
How do you make red wine?
Simple. You squeeze the grapes that you grow in a potted plant.
In a potted plant?
Yes. Potted plant.
Where do you put the potted plant?
In your windowsill.
In the windowsill.
The windowsill.
Grapes. Do you know how grapes...
Grapes need sun.
Do you know how big grapes get?
Oh,
have
yeah.
you ever been to a vineyard?
I have. So all you gotta do is you squeeze this before.
Okay.
You put it in a bottle. You forget about that bottle for 18 years. Boom, red wine.
Yeah, that's so simple and effective. Hey guys, I'm hungry. Let me eat in 18 years. Thank you.
Technically, drink. I will kill you.
No, you can eat the grapes and then just squeeze it out.
You got to think about it. That is accidentally how alcohol was made. Someone forgot about a bottle and they're like, "Hey, what the hell is this?
What is this thing then?"
Well, like, whoa.
Okay, but we were talking about Disney Plus. And I was watching The Mandalorian. It's very good.
That's what I heard.
And when I saw the little, you know, spoiler alert, there's a little baby Yoda, right?
Yep.
I was like, whoa, when does this take place then? Because if there was a little baby Yoda, I'm like, what? This is like a prequel?
Yeah.
But no, then it turns out it takes place after...
Right after Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. So it's so before like, the sequels, before...
So yeah. After the prequels.
After the prequels.
After the OGs. Before the sequels.
This timeline. Wait, is it after Rogue One then? When's Rogue One? Is no, that before?
Rogue One was.
Before it's before four, right?
Yep.
So it's before yep. four. Okay, so
after Rogue One.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Rogue One, yeah. 4, well, 5, 6.
If you want to include the animated movies.
Clone Wars.
It would be 1, 2.
The Clone Wars animated. 3. Rogue One. 4, 5, 6. Mandalorian.
Yep, and then the new ones.
And then what about Solo?
Shit.
Is it Solo? Is it Solo?
Would probably be...
Before 2, I would say.
Probably same as Rogue One.
You think?
Yeah.
Before or after Rogue One? Well, okay, so when does Jedi... does the Fallen Order take place? Before Rogue One?
It had to have been after Episode 3, because that's when Chewbacca left.
Yeah, yeah.
So then... So Solo's got to be somewhere between Rogue One...
Fallen Order takes place before Rogue One, because what's his name? The one with the lazy eye? Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, he's in that game?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he's training you and okay. stuff. So it's before Rogue One, The Fallen Order.
Okay.
And it's canon. They said it's canon.
Okay.
So.
That's cool that they're including it.
Yeah. They even got him to do his own voice and stuff.
Nice.
Anyways, if anyone wants to get us anything for Christmas, get me Jedi The Fallen Order. And what do you want?
Things.
A happy life? A happy
yes.
wife?
Yes.
A good
actually
knife?
If you guys ever want to play some games with us, fucking let us know.
Play
we
games?
Got the good internet. We got
Red Oh, Red yeah.
Add us on PSN.
Add us on PSN, man. Just message us and I'll give it to you.
Give me Ghost Recon.
Give me Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Those were the days. We used to play Ghost Recon Wildlands all the time.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to pay a little homage to Wildlands right now. Wildlands is probably the reason we started a podcast.
Yeah. Because
we started talking and we were like, what if we recorded this shit?
Because he was always like saying stupid things and then we were like, you know what, let's just record it. I think that's right. I mean, when we were playing, you know, when in the story, which episode is it? I don't know what episode it is. It's a bonus one. The FNF Origins name.
Yeah,
we were playing Recon or Wildlands, and then the first episode was recorded while we were playing it as well.
Yeah.
So, I think we owe it to that game.
Yeah, Bible.
And then I mean, we also did used to play Fortnite before it got cringy.
Yeah, but we never recorded our shit. We were just playing that.
But we would like do it as a group, it was fun.
Yeah, it was group chat.
And then now we can't even like record with a lot of people because everyone's busy now. I mean, Greg said he might come, but you know he hasn't responded yet. So I'm telling you guys, if you never played a game with the boys,
squatting fucking,
you have to play a game. Dude, speaking of the boys, season 2 is coming out. But
next year,
I'm talking about the other boys. I'm talking about the other boys. I was watching the regular show.
Oh yeah,
remember that episode where it was Pops and he was like, "Hey guys, what's going on?" And they're like, "Oh, it's guys' night."
Oh, the guys fucking gallon night. Of milk challenge, yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, can I hang out with you? Can I hang out with you guys?" And he was like, "All right, well, you can't hang out with us because you gotta
be cool.
You gotta be cool. You gotta pass the milk challenge." He's like, "What is this?" He goes, "You have to drink a gallon of milk in 1 hour, and then put the gallon over your head, and then you complete the challenge." He ended up drinking like a total of 6 gallons because he kept failing and tried it again, right? And then he got all sick, and then he died when he finally did it. But I was thinking, I mean, like, you could do it.
A gallon of milk?
You could chug a gallon of milk, but I don't think it would taste very good after like 2-3 sips.
You had an hour to do it?
Yeah. How about this? Our next video for like Instagram Live is going to be us trying to do that challenge.
I don't know if I want to do that though, because I know you'd feel like shit.
That's what I'm saying. You can do it. It just won't feel very good.
Yeah. So we're gonna.
We can do. How about this?
Level of base ass YouTubers for likes.
Yes. Yes. No. Listen. It's an homage to regular show. How about that? No. See. Here's how we do it. We get like the skim milk, so it's basically water.
I think I'd rather drink fucking whole, dude.
I don't know. I just don't know which one would be more like pleasing tweet
at what's his fucking name? JG Quintel.
JG Quintel.
So what milk did you guys use for regular shows? He actually didn't use milk. It's like, no, this is for science. Please. He's like, you know what happens, right?
He died.
We've clearly mapped out everything you don't do.
He died because he drank 6 gallons.
Yeah.
Well, technically 7, because he said, we've already tried 6. This is the last gallon, which means he drank 7 total. 7 gallons of milk. That's why he died.
Those are the dangers of hazing.
Speaking of hazing, Hazel. Hazel eyes, Hazel ties.
Hazel nut.
Nut. No nut. November. November. What else is in November?
No.
No shave. If you don't shave, you become a gargoyle.
Speaking of gargoyles, that's also on Disney Plus.
It is. I like that.
The entire series.
You know what, though? I had a cousin who was afraid of the gargoyles. I don't know. I guess he watched them too young.
Yeah.
And he was, like, terrified. Like, you couldn't even see that mention the show, and he would, like, go into, like, a panic attack.
That's weird.
Of course he was, like, 8, but still.
What do you remember, like, freaking you out most as a kid?
Saw.
Okay.
I was scared to go to the bathroom for 2 years because every time I would go through the hall, I would just remember that scene where he's like using the camera as his light, and then the pig just jumps out of the bathroom and stabs him in the fucking neck. That scared me. Remember that scene? That's why every time I go to the bathroom, I would open the curtains because I was afraid there was gonna be someone in there with a pig mask doing the kale on me. Huh. What about you?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of like the movies I watched very, very early on. One thing that probably freaked me out was the rats from fucking Princess Bride.
The rats?
The rodents of
those big size things?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
When you got attacked by that fucking thing. I was like, fuck.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, no. That was like a jump scare right there. We gotta sit back though. We gotta like
love it. This is a bit we like to call, you wash the dishes while your parents argue. What do you mean you want a divorce?
It means I'm not happy with you anymore. I'm seeing our neighbor Richard.
Bob?
No, Richard.
Oh, Dick!
I only see Bob on Wednesdays.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't like you, Stan. It's simple as that.
Listen, it's been 42 years of being together, and now I'm down the drain.
Of not giving me enough.
Enough what? Money? Is that what this is about? Money?
Partially. The economy's in shambles.
You know what else is in shambles?
Our marriage.
I forgot your name.
Our son's happy.
What was your name?
I don't have a name. Just call me Wendy.
Barbara.
No.
Wendy.
I like Wendy better.
Wait, let me propose. You don't even know my name, you son of a bitch. 42 years of marriage wasted.
Who the fuck is Barbara?
You know I have Alzheimer's, okay? Listen here, Wendifer. I don't ever... Listen here, Wenda. Every time I come home, the dishes are never washed, the food's never ready. And you don't do anything around here. You sit on the couch and watch Nickelodeon all day.
Yeah. That's my point. I like to do that. And you have a problem with it. Besides, we have a perfectly good child washing the dishes. I don't know whose it is.
Not mine.
It's not mine.
Is it Richard's? Is that Richard's son?
I've never had a child in my life.
Whose child is this?
I have no idea.
Listen here! You listen to me, Wendifugle. Wendifugle, if I don't come here home tomorrow and I don't see you have done something around this house, you are fired.
From what?
From being my married person.
I just told you I wanted to divorce. I don't know how simply I can spell it out.
I'm giving you one more chance. This is your last chance.
He's done that every day for 42 years.
Who are you talking to, Wendifer?
The child. I know you're in there washing the dishes.
Scrub faster.
The The floors need to be cleaned after you're done.
Listen, don't make fun of the children for not knowing how to wash dishes. At least he knows how to wash them. I've never seen you wash them in 43 years.
I thought you said it was 42.
Every time I fight with you, it feels like another year.
That's right, it's been 42 years.
It's been 42 years, and in reality, it's only 4 days.
I'm going to Richard's.
Wait, no. If you go out that door, you can forget about our marriage.
What marriage?
The one you soiled for being lazy. I swear, even my cousin who got a divorce after 6 months lasted longer than us.
That's because it was incest.
Which one?
You know which one.
I can't do it. Well, on the bright side, the child's still washing dishes.
Oh no.
What was that?
A seizure.
Of what?
The child. He's dead.
The child could not handle it. The power was too great.
Yeah, too many. 43 years of scrapping. Never a meal, never a bathroom break.
You know what? He lasted longer than Gandhi, I'll tell you that.
All he had was that sink. Any food he got from there.
He would... Oh, that's bed, gross,
his
dude.
His bathroom.
Ew.
That was his whole life.
He would, like... All the food that you would, like, put in the grinder, he would just, like, take that... Gotcha.
Just a fucking sink dumpling. Let it all gather. Pack it together.
Hey, a wet, just like a corner end that no one ate of a sandwich. It's all soggy and wet. The lettuce is running down. The lettuce is running down.
Oh,
it was the thick wet. It was a thick bread. It was Texas toast. It was very good.
So yeah, that's a skit called "You Wash Dishes While Your Parents Have an Argument."
Wenda and Stan.
Wenda and Stan.
They'll be back.
They'll be back with Barb. Dude,
characters.
You know what the cool thing is? Wenda and Stan are together, right?
Yeah.
Barbara and Richard are also together. So they're cheating on each other. They're swapping.
They're, what is it? Non-consensual swingers.
They don't know about it, but they will find out next episode.
Cheating on me, you bitch! You're cheating on me, you bitch!
Right across the street. Something on us.
No.
You're cheating on me, you bitch! You're cheating on me, you bitch!
Hey, you see like
the
a...
The just...
Just furiously washing dishes.
Same kid.
Furiously washing dishes. One's a boy, one's a girl, though.
They both look at each other in the window.
They can see. That's what I was going to say.
They just fucking hand on the window. I was like, get back to work. It's
I was going to say, it's a one shot. No, it's a one shot. So it goes from like the middle of the street, right? It's because looking down the street. And then it goes to the front of the door, and then it turns to the facing the house. It goes up to the window, and then you just see this kid just washing dishes all day, and his parents are fighting in the background through the dirty.
His hair's long.
And both he looks like Oliver Twist.
It just looks like Gollum.
Never been to a dentist before.
It's all like misguided.
His hair is disheveled. He never takes a shower either.
The feral kid from Mad Max.
What a lovely day to die. His teeth are all silver. He's like, well, if I can't brush my teeth, I'll just spray them.
If I can't brush my teeth, I can ride to Valhalla.
Then it's just like a window shot of the kid just through the dish. Like, you know, he's short, barely above the counter. And he can barely reach up there. And then you see his parents through the window door. Or through the doorway.
Yeah.
And they're just like fighting back there, and then it cuts to the other side, and it's that little girl washing the dishes as well. She's like, "Mommy, I'm tired."
I don't care. Go back to the washing the dishes,
Wenda.
42 years. They're 40. Actually adults.
43 years of marriage, and then they finally get up and they look at each other in the window again, and they're like, "It's time.
We don't have to take this anymore."
And then they just walk
they
out
just
the door.
Both commit suicide.
Oh my god, that was darker. They grab a knife.
They just. Fit themselves into the fucking
into the sink. It's like a Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
They're just like,
all the sink dumpling water is in there.
It starts going through their mouth and the back of the throat. And they're like, for some reason,
he didn't drown. He choked on a piece of lettuce.
They get all their head in there. So then, like, some crumbs of food start going into their ear canal. And they can feel it in there. And they start shaking.
What did him in was the soggy piece of Texas toast.
That's what got him.
And this one spaghetti.
The spaghetti noodle goes in the eye, just into the back of the head. They pull the body out, and the spaghetti noodle
sucking in the water just like went up the nasal cavity and just out his eye.
It's just like they pull up, they pull the bodies out. They're dead, and they're
terrifying,
like,
dude. Imagine that shit. Just what the fuck is this? Some new kind of parasite? Nah, it's just me.
No, it's spaghetti. Mario. Mario's really mad, and he starts killing people.
So look, you got some fucking spaghetti on your face.
You got little spaghetti on your insides, and then he just like cuts you open and pulls out all your intestines.
Now
he goes, now we got the spaghetti. We got the spaghetti.
I'm to go to the morgue.
Luigi, wait, let's do a skit called Mario and Luigi.
They're not plumbers. They're coroners.
Mario and Luigi disembowel people.
What was the cause of death?
I thought it was you, Mario.
No, it is clear. One the spaghetti to the eye.
But Mario!
And the soggy piece of Texas toast.
You got a piece of spaghetti on your overall.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Luigi. You know, Peach has a way better poot than fucking Daisy.
Listen,
just jealous.
Listen here, Mario. Listen here, Mario. At least I have a very good game about where I go to hunt all the sharks, the ghosts. The ghost sharks.
Yes, that still counts as living in my shadow.
I don't live in your shadow. You live in my mansion. My mansion has... My mansion have 63 levels. What do your game have? 4?
63 games.
No. Listen here, Mario.
You are thinking that in the bag.
Listen here, Mario.
Our Italian fan base is just immediately unfollowing.
No, please, we need you, Italy. Please don't leave us. This might actually get us more. They're like, man, they're pretty good. We have like 3 followers
we're
in Italy.
We're just the stupid foreigners. We're gems over there now.
Oh, Italia, borsi bada, boom, mamma mia, bacca bada,
bada, bada, bada. River dirty.
Strawberry bolognese.
That's fucking awful. Don't you ever put those two words in the same fucking...
It's strawberry bolognese.
I mean, it's a stop. We're professional.
Listen here, Luigi. Wait, I am a Luigi. Listen here, myself.
You're having an
inner conflict. Yes. Having
now what are we going to do with the dead bodies?
Listen here. If you ever disrespect my wife, Daisy, again, I will have to go beat his leg.
Oh, you two tied the knot, huh? I thought you were seeing Bowsetta on the weekend.
Bowsetta, very nice, but Daisy have nicer hair.
Oh, Luigi, you,
I just tell you
don't
this.
Stay for the hair.
I tell you this, the curtain match the drapes.
Oh, I know.
What do you mean you know?
She wasn't eating a mushroom last night, Luigi. She was eating my pee-pee.
What?
You've never seen that video?
No!
Where Luigi, like, falls on mushrooms. He's like, that wasn't a mushroom you sucked on last night, Luigi. That was my cock. No. Luigi's just, no!
Listen, if you ever do anything like that again, I will make sure that you, that Peach, does not have a reach anymore.
Oh, that's a call. Okay, I see you.
That's a call? That's a call?
That's a call.
That's okay. A call.
I see a Bowsetta on the weekend.
I'll put the strawberry bolognese inside the
and then I play Smasher Bros. On Wednesdays with Samus and Solid the Snake. That's alright, I swing her both ways.
Well, yeah, guys,
Dominic.
We finally got confirmation. Mario swings both ways.
Every
thank
now
you,
and
Nintendo.
When I'm feeling a little
dude,
spicy, Shigeru, I add Sonic.
Shigeru Miyamoto's, he's on his way with an AK-47 right now. He's like,
don't you disrespect my character. Oh, yo. Let me get to the AK.
They're like, that's not the noise that an AK makes, Miyamoto. He goes,
I don't care.
And then he like snaps at his throat to get out of the Nintendo headquarters.
He goes, we already lost.
Way back, son. No. Quick.
We already lost to Reggie. We're not losing another one.
And then he just starts going commando.
as he's leaving the Nintendo headquarters, just like, bing, 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 bing. And then he pretends his life is Mario. He turns into the red suit, and he just, like, starts hitting boxes and boxes, but he's actually cutting
fools.
Yeah. And he's like, ah, power up!
They're stomping like, a Goomba, but Miyamoto. It does, like, a flash, so, like, he's, like, jumping on a Goomba. He's actually, like, curb stomping an employee in the hallway.
Yeah. He's just making Ex Machina in real life.
Fuck.
He's slowly turning into, that fucking Metal Sonic. Yeah. He just turns into Metal Sonic. He even has, like, the weird hole in the middle of his chest with a turbo booster. Speaking of turbo booster. Where the hell are my flying cars? Yeah, I was watching that Back to the Future, and they were like, oh, and by the year 2005 or some shit, and we're gonna have a few flying cars. We don't even have electric cars that people can afford, besides Teslas. Even then, you know, not all affordable.
My mom actually ran into a dude that works at Tesla.
She ran into him? Like, she fucking...
No, she, like, met him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she
the way you said it, I thought she, like, just...
He was talking to her. She's like, yeah, I'm like one of the head engineers over there.
Nice.
She's like, have you met him? He's like, yeah, fucking crazy.
Yeah, he looks crazy. I don't doubt it.
He's like, a lot of shit. He like wants so much done in so little time. But at the same time, he's gonna get a lot of it done.
Yeah, no.
Like, he wants to do a lot of stuff that's not gonna happen.
But he can try.
Resources, but
he can try. Mind,
it's not stopping him. So.
No, I like Elon. I like specifically because you know you. Message him on Twitter and you're like, hey, can we add this? He's like, alright, we'll see if I can do it.
Laughing my ass off. Hell yeah.
LMAO.
Meme review.
Someone the other day was like, hey, could we have like a child mode where if the kids are in the car, because apparently when the auto drives on... They can drive it safely. No, so if the car's like, you know, it when it's an auto drive or something, it makes these beeps and stuff all the time. Yeah. And if you have a child sleeping in the back, it kind of wakes them up.
Yeah.
So this person was like, hey, can we have like a child mode so if I don't want these beeps to go off so I don't wake up my child? And he's like, all right, I'll do it. And you're like, look at this man.
I want to know how this auto drive works. Does it require someone to be sitting in the seat?
Okay, so you mean the autonomous?
Yeah.
So the autonomous is still not out.
Someone can't like just like put their baby in a car and it's like, all right, go to school.
The autonomous driving is not allowed to be out.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're still trying to refine it, and then eventually they will allow you to have it. So right now it's just it's assisted driving, right?
Yeah.
It's called like autopilot. You know what it is? You tell the car like, hey, where are you going? Where do you want to go? And it starts driving.
Yeah.
And it does the stops, it does the lights, it goes in the freeways, it does whatever you want, right? But occasionally every like 45 to minute, it'll beep. It goes ding. That's it.
So you still here?
So it's like, yeah. So it shows up a little steering wheel and it says put your hands on the wheel.
Okay.
And then you, as long as you touch it, it goes back to normal.
Okay.
Occasionally it'll just be like, hey, are you awake? Because people, you know, they could fall asleep. Let's say you're tired and you turn that on, you could fall asleep. So that's why it beeps and it's like, hey, put your hands on the wheel, otherwise it'll stop.
Like just dead ass?
No, stop. Like.
Oh, okay.
Because they figure, you know, if you fall asleep...
I was about to say, he's dead. Better fucking stop this bitch in the middle.
It's like Upgrade, just... You go flying through the window.
What was that meme? Me going to sleep in an autonomous car and waking up and then he's, like, in heaven.
No, and then, you know, if you hit the right to turn left or right, the car does it. As long as it's safe, like, it has all the sensors around it, so it's like, there's room and it'll go into it. And then you can just tap it again and then it goes into that lane. It's really cool. I've always wanted to be in one because you know how they go like from 0 to 60 and like fucking quickly. You just tap it and it
zero
goes.
0 to 60 and fucking quickly. That's my new unit. How fast is it? Oh, it's 60 miles per fucking fast.
16 miles per fast.
One time I did 100 miles per fucking fast in my Jeep Cherokee. Tell you what, that was terrifying.
Dude, I was going quickly on the freeway and they got me, dude. The cop pulled me over and he said, you were going too quickly, sir.
I had a fucking CHP blast by my ass last night, dude.
Yeah?
I was worried because there was a car in front of me.
Yeah?
And he was kind of like going lane to lane without using his blinker. But I didn't even... There weren't any cars behind me. Here's the thing that scared me.
Yeah?
I didn't see any sheriff or cop like on the way. This was towards the El Dorado Hills exit.
Yeah?
Coming from Folsom. And I'm going. There's not a single fucking car behind me. Mm-hmm. This guy's maybe like a half mile ahead of me. And he takes the right lane. And all of a sudden, headlights, fucking sirens, fucking blast by me. I was like, oh, what the fuck? And he takes this dude out, like, right off the fucking exit.
Hello. So he got him?
He got him.
Nice. You know who else got him?
The Dom.
What?
The big gay?
Oh, yeah, the big gay ice cream. Hell yeah.
Better be some pretty fucking gay ice cream. Big gay.
So, I don't know if this is at Disneyland or where this is at, guys, but... the reason I say this is because it was the official Disney like studio, the Disney Instagram.
Oh, gotcha.
It was the Disney Instagram, and it was on their story, right?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I assume it's a Disneyland, but it was this guy, and he took a picture of this place called the Big Gay Ice Cream Shop. I just want to know, like, if this must be some really good ice cream. It was called the Big Gay Ice Cream Shop.
If you give yourself like a name like that, you automatically got
to
be the best.
You have to be good. Because if it sucks, you're going to be like, oh, this is really gay.
This is actually gay. It's not
really gay. Apparently, I screenshotted this and I don't know when. It says, that being married by 25 thing kind of looking like 40-ish. Fuck. See, yeah, that's how I know I'm depressed. I took a screenshot of a meme and I don't even remember it. did you guys hear about this thing now? Your boy, Keanu, is going to be in the new SpongeBob movie.
And he plays Jesus.
A tumbleweed Jesus.
Tumbleweed Jesus.
Tumbleweed Jesus. He's a tumbleweed inside of a tumbleweed. He's a weedy. He's like Michael Phelps. He's weed.
I suppose now he actually is John.
What?
John Wicker.
What the hell is Wicker?
Wicker, it's fiber they used to make like baskets out of and shit. Sage, brush, John Wicker.
Alright, so to close it, we're gonna do one bit, but we don't know what bit it is yet. But
yeah, we're gonna
wing it. So the skit is this. Well, hey there, bud. How are you, son? Your parents been fighting a lot recently?
Dashes!
Jesus, he's autistic.
Much! Dishes! Scram!
Son, I need you to relax, okay? Listen. I have a question to ask you.
That is...
I hate you. Wait. No, wait. I hate you. Son, do your parents fight like this all the time? What's, why? Where did this start?
Texas toast.
I'm not gonna laugh again. That was the last one. That was the last strike.
A scrum.
Son, answer the question. Where did the fighting begin?
Where's the soap?
Listen. Soap. Listen. 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 If you don't listen to me right now and don't do what I ask, I will fucking make sure that you go into the drain by myself. I will shove your head in that fucking drain and turn it on, so God help me.
Lettuce? With bread?
Listen, kid, I'm not playing these games. I want to know when your parents fight. This is some very serious allegations against your parents. Now, are you going to answer the question?
Bob!
What about Bob?
It's actually a Bill Murray movie.
What about Bob?
Is that not even shitty?
Bob, we're doing a skit.
Lettuce!
What?
Bob!
No, who is...
Fox, my mother!
When?
Right now.
They're doing it right now as we speak? There's no possible way. Your mother's in the police car. She's handcuffed.
That's the point!
Listen, kid, how old are you?
85.
Wait.
I never learned math.
What does math have to do with the way you talk, you a little autistic bitch?
Lettuce.
It's the lettuce?
No.
It's stuck in the back of your throat?
No.
What about the lettuce?
It doesn't taste good with the spaghetti.
With the spaghetti. You know what, kid? I'm just kidding. I'm gonna talk to my partner, okay? I need a break from you. I swear to God, I'm gonna end up shoving your dick in my ass.
You having trouble with him?
Man, I don't know how to get through to him.
All right.
He's fucking autistic. You want to have a shot?
Let me take a crack.
Do you
want to
take
him.
A crack at him?
Yep. The other CPS officer gets down on hands and knees, looks the boy right in the eye.
You speak my language. That's right. What do you want from me? Lettuce. And no, the lettuce is mine. It is cold and wet and droopy. Spaghetti, then. The spaghetti is special. Only for Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got you.
Just one noodle on the family platter. That's it.
It's a giant ass noodle, though. It is 8 feet long.
What if they did that? What if they like spaghetti, but it's all one? So it's just fucking... It's like when you buy a rope.
It's just intertwined into three. So it's three noodles.
It comes on a fucking roller.
It's like a hose. You just gotta like unroll it out.
like a foot long spaghetti.
Yes, I would.
Okay, right. Imagine this. You have a 3 foot wide. Okay. So about the size of a football, you know, how thick it is, spaghetti, and it's 8 feet long.
Jesus.
You
Christ.
Open it up and you stuff it inside with meat, cheese.
Doesn't that technically just make the world's largest cannellini or whatever the fuck?
What?
Cannellini, isn't that what that's called?
The hell's cannellini?
It's like a form of sheet pasta and it's stuffed with meat and cheese and shit.
Isn't that ravioli?
No. Ravioli is the Chef Boyardee. It's like, it's not rolled up. It's like pressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but listen. They forget about it. They left it in the fridge for 3 months.
That's a big fridge.
They pull it. Yeah. It
goes over. It looks
$800 like fridge right there.
Nah, that's a fucking Maytag right there. That's the $3,399.99
that you gotta use to pay for the pizzas.
Yeah, he's got that one pizza just underneath the sink. 42 years.
The 43 years of marriage that they're
extra
wasting.
Crunchy.
All right. Well, we're gonna end the skit with the kid. Let's just finish it off. All right. So noodle. Is that where we were?
Yeah.
We're at the noodle. All right.
Thanksgiving.
Now, okay, but you have to ask him the most important question that leads to the second episode of this saga. This is a crime scene. Bob is dead. You ready? Hit me with your best shot. You didn't fucking hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Oh, what a bitch.
Just strength chokes you out with the piece of spaghetti.
That's what pissed me off is that kid just broke the fourth wall. He jumped into the real world and stabbed me with a lettuce. Fucking kid.
It's like that movie The Ring.
Oh, you know what? It makes sense though, because it was 43 years of that one piece of lettuce. Yeah. It's all hard, and every day,
day. He was sharpening it.
He was sharpening it. Just and then the he finally got tired, and he's like, lettuce!
Same with the spaghetti.
Yeah, you can do it.
Firm piece. Even you snap that bitch off, you got a little fucking... Put them in
now you got a double, dude.
Yeah. What was the other thing? The Texas toast?
Mm-hmm.
Use that as your blunt instrument.
It's super hard at this point. All that water
you,
is soaked
you
in
make,
there.
You make that... they called it an Irish club. So what they would do during the riots back in the Ireland gang days is they would take a newspaper and they would fold it up to a very thin point. And then they would just fold it a few times to the point where the paper was so folded that you could just beat the shit out of someone with it.
No noodle for you.
All right. In all seriousness, I need to ask you one thing. What is the answer to life and everything?
Spaghetti.
He's right. It makes so much sense now. That I am Mario M. God.
Luigi, I am me. I am the Ouija. Mario, you are not God.
You're the Ouija.
I am the Ouija board.
The Ouija board.
I am the Ouija board. God damn it. If you play the Ouija board on 4 a.m. on a Thursday night on the 4th of July, you will see an image of my asshole through the window.
Daisy pegs me that day.
That is the day she does it from the front, so you will see my head shake back and forth.
She hits me with the blue winged shell.
She says, Goomba Goomba, play my Troomba.
And then she puts a toad underneath me.
And puts it on the Roomba.
And then he urinates on my face.
What? That's it. End it. However, I just wanted to leave you guys with little tidbits of advice from Sylvester Stallone. Stallone, how are you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm great. Oh, yeah, I'm Sylvester.
Mr. Sylvester, what do you mean?
I'm Sylvester.
I meant Sylvester. I made a mistake. Okay, this is my first interview. It's my first day. I'm sorry.
Sylvester, yeah, what do you want to do? It's great.
Now, in Rocky, when you say Damien, what do you mean?
Oh, you know, Damien is my boyfriend in the movie. Even though I don't have a boyfriend in the movie, it was a deleted scene.
It was a deleted scene.
We were playing with a lot of things, you know?
It was the director's cut?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was great. Oh, yeah, there were different kinds of body shots going on in that one, if you know what I'm saying. It was great.
Well, thank you, Mr. Stallone. Now, Mr. Stallone, do you have any advice for the youngsters at home who are, you know, in desperate need of love and feel like their life is going nowhere and maybe they should just end it all?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit before, you know, you getting back up. It's great.
I'm a goofy goober. Yeah.
Are you?
Yes.
Says who?
It says the public, the general public, and myself. So therefore.
The public, the general public, and yourself?
Yep.
There's
three different publics. One's a newspaper called the Public. I'm in there. It says this goofy fucking goober is a goofy goober.
This goofy goober is a goober goober. Yep. That's the. That's sort of the outro, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm Sylvester.